I was on my way to Benny's house last night, man. I watched a little extra film, and the rain started hitting the windshield, and by the time the windshield wipe was pushed over the side, it was turning into ice. So I knew I was in for a long morning. I woke up this morning, had snow all over my car, but, you know, I made it through. Got to practice on time, so I think I'm adjusting all right, you know.
You had never seen or experienced snow?
Not really. I mean, we get a little bit of snow down south, but nothing like, you know, we got this morning. I've heard I'm in for a little bit more down later in the year. So just going to take it in stride, I guess.
Do you have much experience playing in, whether it's not even snow, but just bad weather?
Rain. That's what I call bad. But besides that, I'm just used to the heat, man, it being real hot. So maybe being a bigger back, I'll be able to breathe a little bit better up here in the snow if it's not too cold, you know.
How much would it help to just get reps in those kind of conditions, though, just to
I'm sure I'll get plenty today, you know, going to practice. So, you know, we'll be outside, and coach is going to make sure we're ready for the weather. So I guess I'll get adjusted to it pretty soon. I guess in the next 20 or 30 minutes, you know, I'll get used
pretty
to
nice
it.
Outside now, though.
I don't know about nice. It's still cold to me. So maybe nice to y'all, but it's cold to me. It's going to be an adjustment, but I'm looking forward to it.
Did you have any opportunity during the bye week to just kind of like, think about where you've come over the first 6-7 weeks of the season and what might be coming up within the final 2 months?
Just the same approach, man. A lot of film, a lot of hard work, and following the guys that are doing it right in front of me. So, you know, it's nothing that's really changed that much. You know, just still out here working hard, trying to get a job, right?
Steve, what's it like, you know, when you come in one day and the guy that's been next to you in the locker, you know, all of a sudden isn't here anymore? Is that sort of a reminder of, you know, this is sort of a job now that's business?
You know, I picked that up pretty soon, you know, when we came in, that, you know, it's not like college, you know, where you have the same teammates for 4 years and things are going to go in and out. So what I've learned is that you have to come in here and do what the coaches ask you to do, because, you know, it's examples every day. Like you said, a guy right next to me, or, you know, a few lockers down, they could be empty the next day and it could be a new face and the following day after that. So that's why you have to just go out there every day and give it your all, you know, and hopefully try to keep your own locker, you know.
How surprising is something like that happens?
You try not to pay too much attention to it. You know, you just have to focus on what your assignment and your job. But, you know, it's right in front of you every day, so you know it. I mean, you know the pressure's on, and there's a guy that, you know, wants to step up into this job and take my place, right, you know, right behind me coming in each year. So you have to work hard every day.